So, Justin, you're going to keep an eye on what's going on. You'll be our official interrupter and blurter. You'll be our blurter.
All right.
Okay, that's your job. We have Nicole here. This is Nicole Humber. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were a part of the fire last time in 2017, and you're a cleaner of homes.
Yes.
Okay. I was stunned how much it cost. That was the first thing. I was like, oh, a couple $100. Come on in, hire some people. They're in and out. Boop, 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 boop. And you're telling me, uh-uh. What can I expect to pay? And keep in mind, insurance is part of this, so don't panic too much. But you do this for a living.
Yeah, so the reason why it costs more than your standard home cleaning, you know, it's not a maid house cleaning service. Like, I can have my whole house clean for a couple $100 too, but they're cleaning for bacteria. I'm cleaning for smoke particulates and odor removal. So, the last fire from the Tubbs fire in 2017, we developed a process in order to completely remove the odor and smoke particulates from your home and your surrounding on your house. So we have developed it broken out into four phases where we pressure wash the exterior of the home, get all the soot off the house, the roof, the gutters.
Before we get into the sales of this thing, and I don't want you to get anything.
Not sales. It's just like that's what you need to do.
Right, okay. Because I want to be clear. We ask
No sales.
No sales pitch.
Don't call me.
This is not what that, that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of business.
Well, I've gotten lots.
All your friends and neighbors, the people that know what you do, have already called you.
Yes.
You're out in Windsor.
Yes.
And so you haven't even seen your house yet.
Now, I live in Wickyup, and we snuck into our house. Don't be mad, please. Sorry. Our shop is located in Windsor, so. Yeah.
What's the worst thing we can do moving back into a smoke-filled area? And I'm thinking in my mind Windsor because what's the 580?
It went down yesterday, but the wind shifted it back, so it was like 580 this morning.
Wow, that's scary dangerous. So what's the worst thing we can possibly do when going back to our house?
Keeping your windows and doors open. There's a lot of ash in the surrounding areas. Even when you guys get back in and the weeks afterwards, until the cleanup efforts from the surrounding homes that have been built or the structures that have been burnt down, having your doors and windows open are really detrimental to keeping your house clean. Changing your furnace filters consistently every 2 to 3 days is really important as
really?
Well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That often.
Yeah.
I heard that when you go in, the best thing you can do is not open any windows or doors, but kick your furnace or your air or whatever, just start circulating.
Start circulating the air, but you also have to replace the filters because if you're just going to be circulating bad air, you're just repeating the process.
One of the ones that surprised me was my brother had his house filled with smoke. They did a complete cleaning of it. They did not remove the screens and actually scrub them with soap and brush all the stuff and power wash them. They opened the windows after they came through, and it was instantly like they'd never done anything because the wind blows back and all the particles are stuck on the screens, and now they're in his house again.
Yeah, it's a combination of the screens as well as just the outside air still being contaminated. Mm-hmm. And the Tubbs fire, we had so many homes that were burnt down and so much structures burnt down that our entire area still had remaining ash even months after we were all back in our house. So the combination of the screens and just the outside is really what caused that to come back in.
Now, we're talking with Nicole Humber.
Humber. Yeah, Humber like number.
Oh, I like that. From Bravo Restorations, you've done this in the past fire. This is what you do. This is your business.
Yes.
And so when people have a fire, they call you, and that normally that's what you would do.
Yeah, we do emergency services, so I like to look at it as like the second responders. We come in after the police and fire department for various reasons, be it, I don't want to sell my services, but yeah.
Yeah, got it.
You can Google us.
Yeah, okay. So don't open your house right up and go, oh, we're home, let's open the windows and let the air blow in.
Yeah.
No, you don't
want
to do that.
No, you want to.
The other parts that surprised me were you go into attics and remove insulation in the attic.
Yes.
Why?
So insulation is a very porous material, and odor and smoke particulates like to kind of find little cozy homes that will like hold on to them, just like drywall and insulation. So depending on where your home was located, last in the Tubbs fire, a lot of the homes near the fires, we removed the insulation in the attic, be it blown in or the fiberglass bat. Some homes, after we did all of our cleaning, you could still kind of smell an odor, and so that was the extra step we would take, and that a lot of times helped. And actually, a lot of homeowners did have ash inside their attics because, you know, there's vents there and the wind kicking in and it's blowing stuff in there as well.
What about under the house? There's also vents under the house. Is that a problem or not?
We've had a couple homes up on the hills that we had to remove insulation from the crawl spaces, but that wasn't a consistent. It just really, our olfactory senses is our biggest kind of, we follow that. And so if we're able to successfully remove the odor, we'll just stick with our process. But if we need to do more, we'll do more.
Okay. We're going to have an insurance person come in later today and talk a little bit about insurance and how to deal with all this. It's a huge cost. Again, I'm going off my brother's house because he told me a lot of stories that I would have never thought of. He said, he told me personally, don't even try to clean your bedding, throw it away. Don't try to clean your pillow, throw it away. It's just not worth the time. He said, and after that, the company he had come in to try to clean the mattress, and the first night, he's like, smelled like smoke.
Yeah.
And he said they ended up replacing their mattress. Is that common?
It depends. It really depends. Every home is differently. We've had success with cleaning mattresses. And then we've had, let's be really honest, we're going to be dealing with a psychological issue as well. You know, every October we still get homeowners who will call us and say that they smell smoke because of the PTSD from the fires. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just a preference. Some people, they may not have smoke or odor inside that mattress, but they can still smell it. And getting rid of the mattress is, you know, just kind of the only solution for them at that time.
Coming up next on the show, we'll be back with Nicole, a little explanation of how to clean your house, what to do. Just that's the next phase we're going to. Again, Justin is here. Justin, if anything happens, you interrupt us.
I got you covered.
So, and so far, everything's doing good. We have another wind event on the way. We have news at the top and the bottom of the hour. Next on what we're going to talk about, I'll give you a second to think about it. So, I open my closet, there's all my clothes, including 26 pairs of Jimmy Choo shoes. What do I do?
Stay off 101 and enjoy non-